is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 51st edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. March's roundtable question is, what is the first thing you do when your season ends to begin preparing for the next one? Our coaching lineup this month includes Dr. Rob Bell, mental toughness coach, Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny High School, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Toby Frazier, the color analyst for Jacksonville University men's and women's basketball, Liz Kay from Wakona High School, Bob Krasancic from Mentor High School, Hari Mananen, international basketball coach, Ryan Mee, Vassar College, Durante Polite, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Matthew Radebard, the author of Lead Like a Pro, and Don Showalter from USA Basketball. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads coaching mentorship program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Hey Hoopheads, this March our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball are offering $2,000 off the Dr. Dish All-Star, Rebel, and CT Plus. And don't forget their Anything Is Possible giveaway too. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT Plus models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details.
How you doing? This is Andy Farrell, men's basketball special assistant to the head coach and recruiting coordinator at the University of Dayton, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improve communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Let's hear from our panel about the first thing they do when their season ends to begin preparing for the next one.
Dr. Rob Bell, mental performance coach.
Hey, Jason, Mike, Hoopheads. This is Rob Bell. Really like that question. What's the first thing you do after the season's over, prepare for the next? And I think we have to reflect. I think we got to celebrate. I think you have to have some sort of conclusion, like, to the season. And I just mean, like, where it's just the team, not like the parents and all that stuff. So, like, where it's just the team. And, you know, if it's good, bad, or indifferent, I think there has to be some sort of closure. And I don't think we do that enough. I don't think we do the reflection enough. And I think too often it's like, okay, well, right away we're on to the next one. And I get the reasoning behind it. But when we win, you are not on that mountaintop very long before you have to come back down. And when we lose, it's still painful. And I think when you have that team camaraderie, that team piece about being able to come together, man, share stories, something to be able to have sort of that conclusion just as a team. I think that is the very first step in order to prepare for the next season. And no talk even about the next season yet, but there has to be that piece because life moves so damn fast and we just don't stop to appreciate it. And hey, I can't wait to be patient.
Jerry Buckley, Bishop Kenny High School, Jacksonville, Florida.
This is Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny answering the question, what's the first thing you do when your season ends to begin preparing for the next one? For us, the first thing we do is have end-of-season meetings individually with all of our players. We talk about how the season went for them personally, also how it went for the team overall, particularly what they're going to work on for next year as far as going into our summer season. We also talk about their plans for AAU to make sure they're set up with that, if they know where they're playing or if they need help getting on a team, whatever the case is. So really for us, it's touch and base individually with all the kids, making sure we have a good plan set for the offseason before we get going again this summer.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller from Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked, once the season ends, what's the first thing we start to do to prepare for the next one? I would say for us, it's kind of two things at once. One, we like to do exit meetings with every single player in our program, get a feel for how the season went for them, our opinion on what we saw in them and what we hope to see them doing in the future, as well as what their expectations are and going forward. The second thing we'll do is we prepare kind of our whole summer schedule, our workouts, what our spring tryouts look like, what our spring leagues look like, and then what team camps and tournaments that we're going to play in the month of June. That's kind of what we do, as well as prepare for what we want to do in our training and our practices over the summer. So thanks for having me, and talk to you guys next time.
Toby Frazier, color analyst for Jacksonville University men's and women's basketball.
The first thing I do when the season is over to prepare for the next season is provide my players with individual evaluations and an action plan outlining areas they need to improve on physically and psychologically during the offseason.
Liz Kay from Wakona High School in Dalton, Massachusetts.
Hoopheads, it's Liz Kay from Wakona Regional High School in Dalton, Massachusetts, and I'm excited to hop on this month's roundtable about the first things we do when the season ends, beyond, for me at least, being very, very sad. We individually meet with all players, usually within a day or two after the end of the season. I usually do those individually with the coaching staff as well, but when we meet with the kids, I always start with our outgoing seniors to get their reflections on the season, things that they would like to see or would like to have seen. Some good constructive feedback is always a good thing, especially when they're more likely to be honest because they're on their way out. I also get the chance to kind of just reflect and reminisce about their time within our program as well. And that's always a really fun time for us moving forward. And then really, I also would like to get their feedback on who they think next year's captains should be. And as I meet with kids individually after that, we actually have them fill out a survey as well, primarily so that we have things in writing and we're able to reflect on individual kids' experiences and their thoughts on the season. We also look forward and try to get availability for working summer camps, for example, who they vote for captains and what they think the qualities should be in those players that are selected. And we do talk through those evaluations. We solicit feedback from the kids. Obviously, we collect all uniforms and practice gear that needs to be given back. But really, it's a time for us to kind of conclude our season and wrap up our time with our kids. I think then, you know, after meeting with the kids, the coaches sit down, we reflect on captainship. We talk about pros and cons and things that we could have done better during the season, things that went well, primarily, you know, with the goal of keeping it fresh in our minds and writing some notes down about what we hope to do in the following season and reflect on the personnel that we have coming back. For us, captainship usually involves a couple of different things. We obviously solicit feedback from the kids. We get their votes and I think also really importantly, their reasoning behind their votes. We also discuss that as coaches. And who we think would best be suited for the position. And then players that are interested in becoming captain actually do a set of questions, answer a set of questions, primarily in essay form, which involves sort of their experience and why they're qualified, as well as what they would do in various situations. So we kind of have a three-pronged approach to that. And that's something that we try to wrap up at the end of the season as well. And then we start looking forward. We start planning camps. We start planning clinics and, you know, getting ready for our next journey ahead moving forward. Hope this is helpful. Happy to elaborate on anything if anybody wants to reach out. And I hope your seasons are ending well. Talk to you all soon. Thanks.
Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School, right after our last game of the season, immediately as a staff and individual players, we meet and assess our deficiencies and weaknesses. Everybody has their strengths at this level, but, you know, we want to change definitely what we weren't strong at. We set our goals, get the deadlines for goals, get a plan for those goals, and again, assess those periodically and try to make them into strengths in the coming season. Best of luck.
The first training camp Elite Skill Development and Performance Combine will be held on the campus of Western Reserve Academy, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio, powered by Unleash Potential and the Hoopheads podcast. The camp is designed for boys rising to grades 6 through 9 and will take place June 29th through July 1st, 2023. An emphasis on improving individual skills in the context of a team environment will be the hallmark of the training camp. Mike Klinzing from Head Start Basketball and the Hoopheads podcast and Joe Stecision from Unleashed Potential will serve as the camp directors of this inaugural training camp. Campers can expect 3 days of hard work, intense skill instruction, and learning how to be a great teammate on and off the court at the training camp. Players will participate in 10 elite skill development sessions led by some of the best coaches from across the country. Visit headstartbasketball.com to get registered. Ari Mananen, coach and author from Finland.
After the season, I'll read or reread some books whose subject matter is far enough, but not too far removed from basketball. While reading, I'm applying to presented ideas to basketball, to the games and practices, to the past and the next season. This type of reading helps to shift my viewpoint, helps me assess not just my own work and team, but also current basketball generally. I usually don't read non-fiction or biographies because they tend to include a storyline or like a narrative made up in hindsight. What I do read is books like The Halo Effect by Phil Rosenzweig. I also like books that I can barely understand, like From Bacteria to Bach and Back by Daniel C. Dennett and The Brain from Inside Out.
Ryan Mee, head men's basketball coach at Vassar College.
After the season, the first thing I do is anything my wife or my family needs. Spent a lot of time, you know, with the team and sacrificed time with the family. So I want to make sure I pour back into them as soon as possible. In terms of preparing for next year, we try to set up end of year meetings with our team as fast as possible to just kind of recap. And we ask three questions. Hey, what went well? You know, what are things that we need to keep doing? What do we need to improve or make better? Are things that we should stop doing? And then lastly, hey, anything that we should know kind of moving forward to leave our program in a better spot than it was yesterday. And through our student athletes, we get a ton of very valuable kind of feedback from that. And you can't apply it all or fix it all in one day, but there's a lot of points that help us get on the same page. So then from the coaching staff, we're going to go back and kind of evaluate some of the things that didn't work, reviewing film, things that we want to be able to change or tweak with the personnel that are coming back. And it'll be fun. It's a fun process to, you know, try to fix some of the things or shortcomings you had and try to look forward to the future is always what leaves us in a better place. So keep focusing on the process over the results, and a lot of good things happen with that. And that's what we do here at Vassar College.
Durante Polite, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Durante Polite here, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee women's basketball. And as we you know, look to prepare for the postseason, one of the things that we really like to do is just really just dive into the numbers. I mean, we want an objective view of areas where, as a team and as individual players, where there's improvement needed. Also, looking at the things that we did well, and then, you know, matching that up with film. I think it's a very critical time of the year where we got to be critical of ourselves, again, as a team and as individual players, and just look for, okay, who we are as a program and as a team and what we want to accomplish, how good were we at accomplishing those things, and what hindered us from doing it, and then putting together a plan and a process to get us ultimately where we want to go. So that's the biggest thing, just diving into the numbers. And, you know, you can't really argue with the numbers, and then, you know, letting that reinforce film, and then coming up with a plan from there. You know, it's really a fun time of the year. I think if you kind of research oriented, and if you're not afraid of being critical, because you get to kind of dissect, you don't have the time all the time throughout the course of the year to be able to do that. You know, you do it the best you can, but this is the time of the year where you really can, you know, do that. Dive into, I'm a numbers guy, so I love diving into the numbers and just kind of being point blank about where improvement is needed, where we need to continue to build on strengths and things of that nature.
Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation. This is Coach Matt Radebard here with you again for another Hoopheads Roundtable. This time discussing, what's the first thing you do when your season ends to begin preparing for the next one? You know, this is a great topic this time of year. It's always an exciting one, March Madness, conference tournaments, upsets, Cinderella. But, you know, sometimes we forget about every time somebody loses in the conference tournament or March Madness, their season ends. And that inevitable preparation for the following year starts. The first thing I do after taking a little bit of time away from basketball and the team and just giving everybody a little bit of a break to reflect and take some time to themselves. The first team or basketball related thing I do is I set up meetings with all of my student athletes to talk about how the season went. And then I want to hear everything. I want to hear the good, the bad, the great, the ugly, the not so good, the could have been better. I want to hear everything because I want to take all that information and I want to look for what are the consistencies across what several student athletes are saying. What are things that I hadn't thought of before? And then I want to sit down with the staff individually and as a group and hear from them. Again, the good, the bad, the ugly, what could have been better, what could have been different. I want to hear everything because I want to take all of that and I want to think about it. I want to look at it. I want to dissect it. And then I want to use that going forward to make better, more informed decisions. Because sometimes during the course of a season or even off season, as coaches, we could look at things with tunnel vision or in a vacuum. We can say, okay, this one area was an issue. I know it's an issue. I want to fix it for next year. And we don't think about all of those other areas that other people are seeing on the team, our players, our coaches, other people associated, administrators, supporters, that they're seeing that we're not because of that tunnel vision, because of that looking at things in a vacuum. So I just want to hear from everyone. I call it kind of my information and data collection. It's formal, it's informal, but it's all about getting that information that I could then take in and then be able to talk with my student athletes moving forward, talk with my coaches, talk to my administrators, people who support our program, to again be able to make those better, more informed decisions moving forward with more information from everybody who is a key stakeholder just like me. So thanks everyone here out in Hoopheads Nation. Appreciate you listening.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. What do you do after the season to prepare for the next? First of all, once you get, you know, your end of the season stuff done, such as your banquet preparation, get that over with, get your final stats done, get that over with, those kind of things, I think you really need to take some time and just do nothing with basketball. I was not very good at this as a young coach. I thought I went right into preparation for the next year. And sometimes I didn't do a very good job of that because I was not physically and mentally prepared to do that. So I think it's important that you just take some time off, two or three weeks, go somewhere on spring break with your family. Just have fun as a coach without doing anything with basketball. Then once the spring starts, you can start planning on going to clinics and what camps you're going to do, and those kind of things to prepare yourself to become a better coach. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.